This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced this morning that the largest school district in the state will move to fully remote learning starting tomorrow. That means the highest needs learners who've been in Boston public school buildings will be going home. Here's Mayor Walsh speaking with WBUR earlier today.
The superintendent and her team are working on a plan to provide services. We're obviously going to continue the food delivery and the food pickup sites for every single family, every single day. And we fought to keep all of our in-person option alive.
For details, we turn to WBUR's Carrie Young. Carrie, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me, Tiziana.
Okay, so Carrie, less than 2 weeks ago, Mayor Walsh was locked in a legal battle with teachers to keep at least some kids learning in person. So what changed? How did he come to this decision?
Yeah, it seems like the deciding factor here was those infection rates and the fact that they've been steadily increasing. Numbers had moved beyond that 4% mark, which was sort of that initial high risk designation mark. And now they're quickly getting closer to 6%. They're just under 6% this week. And that seems to be a really critical number for public health officials here. So with our numbers approaching that level, city leaders felt like the risks were just getting too high.
All right. So the teachers union had sought an injunction in early October after Mayor Walsh delayed the next phase of hybrid learning due to the positivity rates that you mentioned. But at that time, the mayor left students who are already learning in the building in place. Can you remind us of the details of how that part unfolded?
Yeah. So what happened there was the Boston Teachers Union had argued that in their memorandum of understanding with the district, which is an official agreement, that was what they needed to be able to go back to work when schools reopened. They argued that in that agreement, it said that if infection rates hit 4% or higher, teachers should have the option to teach from home. So when the rates did go above 4% a couple weeks ago, the district decided to continue moving forward with their plan of having high need students in class and, requiring staff there. So in the end, the judge said that, if the Boston Public Health Commission determines that teaching in person can still be done safely, even if it's at or like right around 4%, that the district can compel its teachers to come in. The sort of deciding factor there, according to the judge, was that, this is also what the city had argued, was that, both sides agreed to let the Boston Public Health Commission act as a referee in times like these. And since that commission did say, yes, it can still be done safely, that at the time they decided to move forward. And obviously, we are at a time that it's moved beyond that 4% pretty significantly. Now, WBUR did get a chance to interview Mayor Walsh just a little bit ago to ask more about, this reversal decision, especially after taking the, time and effort to fight this in court to keep kids in the classroom. And here's what he had to say.
We went to court last week to keep our high needs students in classroom. We felt at that point we could provide education to them and services that they get in a safe manner. When you get to a 5.7, nearly 6% infection rate, it gets a little more tricky. And I'd rather err on the side of caution. I'm not going to gamble with our kids.
So, Carrie, the announcement just happened this morning, but it goes into effect tomorrow, less than 24 hours. That is a huge scramble for people. What are you hearing from parents, from teachers?
Yeah, I'm hearing just that this is definitely like a really, it's a scramble. It's a dramatic shift in such a, short period of time that people are going to have to get used to. I spoke with one father today, Jack Sinnott. Two of his kids have IEPs at BPS. And he told me today that it's really hard for him to stay hopeful that his kids will continue to grow in their education and to continue learning this year. He says, right now with them at home, it's taking a tremendous amount of effort to just keep them from regressing. Here's how he explains his feelings today.
It's jarring. We've been jolted out of what little complacency we've had about the return to normal. The interventions that are provided by the schools are absolutely critical, not merely to our kids progressing and advancing, but just holding in place.
I also talked to a teacher today, Caroline Alexis. She's a special education teacher in the Boston Public School System. And she, you know, she says that she totally understands why the decision was made, you know, especially with the safety concerns. Safety is a concern of hers as well. But she says, you know, at the same time, she's got a lot of concerns about her students and their families being able to adapt to now having to be back at home with remote learning, especially after, you know, being in the classroom for a little while. And especially, like, as you mentioned, that one day's notice, she's a little bit worried about how families are going to be able to adjust their schedules.
There are families who are going to scramble. I'm concerned about students being home alone if their families don't have anyone to call right now.
So let's follow on to the parent you just talked about, Carrie. There was a reason that Mayor Walsh fought to keep students who were considered high priority learning, students learning English as a second language, those who had special education needs, learning in person. So there must be concerns now about sending those students home for fully remote learning.
Yes. I mean, the concern is very, very high among parents and even groups like the Boston Special Education Parent Advisory Council. I spoke with the group's chair today, Roxy Harvey, and, you know, she, you know, also took the tone of like, yes, safety first. She totally understands. But she says, you know, there are students who just can't learn remotely, especially in these high needs populations. And she says they really need a lot more support and services than what remote learning can provide. So here's a little bit more of how she spoke to this.
So we really do need to work with our district and come up with a plan for them to continue to get services, because the focus needs to remain on what these children need to be able to flourish, because they cannot continue to regress due to lack of services.
One interesting thing that Harvey told me on the phone today was that her group is actively working with the district to find ways to continue getting students with very high needs some kind of service, you know, whether that's in their homes or like finding some sort of very restricted, protected environment in a school building or some kind of, you know, different setting. They're still working all of that out. So those conversations are all happening. We don't know what that's going to turn out to be, but those conversations are happening. So I'll be interested to follow up on what they come up with there.
Carrie, we know the district has said that students will remain fully remote until, quote, infection rates decrease, unquote. So what does that mean? Is there a clear metric that the city's going to use?
Yeah, right now there is a clear metric that it looks like we're aiming for. According to city leaders, high-need students will be able to return to in-person learning after infection rates fall below 5% for 2 weeks. And then they'll return to their like regular phase-in plan and move forward with all that after those infection rate numbers fall to 4% or below. So we still have a little ways to go, but we have some like solid numbers to aim towards.
Well, we appreciate you giving us the details, and we'll continue to watch this with you. That's Carrie Young, WBUR's Edify reporter. Carrie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.